You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The word meme might bring to mind a viral picture of a weird-looking cat with silly text, a tweet, or a video showing up everywhere online. But some political memes can be downright dangerous, according to a new book out this week. It's called Meme Wars: The Untold Story of the Online Battles Upending Democracy in America, and it argues memes have inspired cultural battles over the last decade, both on and offline. Emily Dreyfus is a senior editor at Harvard Kennedy School Shorenstein Center and one of the book's co-authors.
When we talk about meme wars, we're talking about online cultural battles that are launched by people who understand the power of these memetic phrases, of these memetic images, and use them as a form of artillery in a culture war for your belief system. And a meme war is successful when it then has an impact in the real world, when it comes out of the mouth of a politician, or when it leads to real world violence.
You know, I think a lot of people, when they hear the word meme, they think about an image. But what you're talking about in your book and in this research is not just images, but also phrases and cultural moments. What's the difference between a meme and just a slogan?
For a slogan to become a meme, it has to have certain characteristics. They are flexible, memorable, cultural ideas that contain within them a complex idea and demarcate an in-group and an out-group and do not have an author. You can begin to see that there's all sorts of memes out there. American Dream, that's a meme. Don't Tread on Me, that's a meme. Resistance, Stop at the Steel. They're a powerful, memorable cultural code that delivers a complex idea in a very simple package.
A lot of far-right extremist groups or individuals have been kicked out of these mainstream online spaces, and content moderation is seemingly getting tighter. So how effective are meme wars in this more tightly controlled and monitored environment now?
Content moderation has had an impact. However, the media ecosystem is so complex and it consists of things like Twitter and the radio and the TV, but also places on the internet that are forums that are not moderated. But having said that, it's still important to attempt to mitigate these things, because a meme war is only successful if the people who have an agenda have a platform to reach a larger audience so that they can, as we put it, draft those people into the meme wars sort of unwittingly by telling them something that outrages them, that makes them so angry that they feel they must act on it.
Emily Dreyfus, one of the authors of Meme Wars. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.